Before I begin, I would like to say that I'm speaking more to myself than to anyone else, and in the hope that the collective efforts of all those speaking as part of this program will help us all grow this month of Elul, and have this month begin a renewal and dedication towards a lifetime of Avodas Hashem, the service of God. There was once a fellow who lived next to the railroad tracks. This meant that every few hours or so, a train would pass by his house, and the whole house would shake, and for a few seconds, a loud noise would fill his house. Why did he live there? Presumably, like most people, cheap rent and good location. So one day, he had a guest visit his house. His guest noticed a rather small alarm clock next to his host's bed, and asked, "What good is an alarm clock if anyway, throughout the night, trains would rumble past his house? How loud can an alarm clock be compared to the noise from the trains?" His host responded, "By now, I have been living next to the tracks for a number of years, and for the most part, barely notice it when they pass my house throughout the day. Even at night, I can easily sleep through the noise of the passing trains. However, my alarm clock goes off only once in the morning, when I need to wake up, so that I notice." So too in Judaism. We have so many mitzvos, tefillos, and tools to connect to Hashem and to create a deeper religious life. So what good could a few relatively small changes during the month of Elul achieve? But unfortunately, we adjust to our lives and we forget about the larger picture, and the religious actions of our lives fail to help us grow. Human nature is to get used to any situation reality, no matter how bad or good. We learn to adjust to the life we lead, and we forget about being conscious of why we do what we do. And, in the context of Elul, of growing in Avodas Hashem, we can live a life of Torah, mitzvos, and tefillah, but forget why we actually live this life. The fact that human nature is to get used to any situation is not necessarily bad. It helps prevent us from falling prey to a temporary religious or personal crisis, of changing based upon cultural fads or whims. It helps steady us with a mind and heart that are prone to jump around with different thoughts and feelings throughout the day, week, and year. But the downside of human nature, as I previously mentioned, is that we can metaphorically fall asleep in our daily lives. So Elul is an opportunity to wake up. The challenge of Elul, and later with Yom Noraim from Rosh Hashanah through Yom Kippur, is Ur Yisheini Mishinaschem, as the Rambam says, "Wake up, O sleeping ones, from your slumber." This is also the challenge of any serious religious life, to not fall into the slumber of daily life and rote. The challenge of Elul is the challenge to change our life, or to begin the process of changing our lives. Now, the 10 days of Aser Shimei Tshuva is not enough to change a whole year, or multiple years of inertia. And even the 40 days of Rosh Chodesh Elul, if we throw that time into this, is not enough to keep someone from returning to our previous lifestyle and patterns. Especially when people keep their same jobs, same synagogues, same family and friends after Yom Kippur as before. It is hard, even when we feel a genuine feeling of wishing to change, to actually change our lives and behaviors while living in the same place and around the same people, let alone when the feelings are not genuine or penetrate to our innermost core. For a long time, I believe that people did not change. Why not? I saw people around me continuously behaving in the same destructive ways, despite an awareness of their flaws and an honest desire to change. For example, I have a friend who was continuously late, and not just late to meetings, but late finishing projects for work and in his personal life. He clearly did not wish to continue this behavior, but he could not stop. I have another friend who recognized the destructive and self-destructive nature of his anger, but was unable not to get angry. And how many times do we commit to changing our lives or our tefillah or our avodas Hashem only to quickly fall back into previous patterns? However, after speaking to many people, people with deep souls and life experience, I see now that people do change. It is a slow process, but a process and a result that are achievable. The purpose of Elul is to map out where we are and where we want to go, to understand who we are, religiously, spiritually, with our midos, our learning, our tefillah, and our lives, and where and who we would like to be, and how to go about changing our lives. The month of Elul commemorates the period when Moshe Rabbeinu stood on Har Sinai after the Jews had been forgiven for Chetah Egel, the sin of the golden calf, and spent 40 days receiving the plans for the Mishkan, the center of God's dwelling in the Israelites' camp, which, in Jewish thought, is an eternal metaphor for bringing God's presence into our lives and communities. This period of 40 days was when God originally gave to Moshe the blueprints and plans for constructing the Mishkan. This period is now a time to begin a plan, a blueprint for constructing a life of Avodas Hashem, service of God, the Mikdash, the temple of our lives and selves. To return to another train metaphor, there was a foreigner visiting a city. In order to get around, he took the subway. On board at some point, he realized that he was clearly not getting where he wanted to go. So he asked another passenger for help. The passenger told the foreigner that he had accidentally taken the train in the wrong direction. Instead of heading uptown, he was heading downtown. So the foreigner thanked his fellow passenger and began walking on the train in the uptown direction. The other passenger quickly and politely stopped him and told him, very politely, if you want to get where you want to go, you have to get off the train where you are now and get on a different train, so that will take you where you wish to go. So to an Elul, it is not enough for us to walk in a different direction the train of our lives that is heading where we don't wish to go. We have to get off the metaphoric train and understand on which train and which direction in life we wish to go. It is extremely difficult because, as I mentioned before, most people are not going to change where they live, where they work, who they associate with, or where they spend their time. But change we can and change we must in order to deepen the Avodas Hashem in our lives and to orient ourselves onto a path of tshuva. There are a number of exercises that we can do to begin this inner and outer work that are essential to the process of Elul. The Musar Sfarim, both old and new, are filled with examples of how to do this avoda, this work, this practice on both the larger and smaller issues in our lives. The first step is to purchase a notebook to record our work, because it is hard to perform this inner work without recording it explicitly in writing on paper, to give it permanence, to set up and record goals. I will just conclude with one exercise that I heard of. The general purpose of Rosh Hashanah, according to the explicit liturgy of the day, is to tell ourselves and the world that God is king. Hashem is king of the world and king of our lives. However, if we really believe that Hashem is king, we would follow his commands and orient our lives around him. And yet, personally, I find that in my life, I often make others into my king. My job, the opinion of others, my wife, or my family. A simple yet deep exercise is to make a list of everyone who we make into our king and into our God instead of Hashem. Of course, just having that list does not mean that we're going to change our behavior, but it does mean that we can become aware of this behavior and slowly change our lives so that we can have a plan, a direction, where one day we could be at the point where we can truly declare in all honesty, like we pronounce with our lips after Yom Kippur, Hashem Hu Elokim, God is the God in all aspects of our lives. May we have the zechus, the privilege, to have this Elul begin a process of planning the blueprints for constructing the Mishkan in our lives, minds, souls, and hearts.